Let's start off, Alan. Why don't you tell me, doing anything different for the Storytelling Festival this year?
Yeah, very different. You know, obviously, as a result of, you know, the COVID-19 and all the shutdowns and the need for everybody to be safe and stay home, we're obviously not able to have the festival this weekend live at Camp Bethel, as we usually do. It's, which is, you know, it's a bit of a heartbreaker because, you know, we have a school field trip where the kids come in on Friday morning, and we had about 550 or 600 third, fourth, and fifth graders that we're going to get to see and hear the storytellers on Friday morning. And then, of course, our regular program for Friday night and all day Saturday and Saturday night. You know, that's all gone by the board, so to speak. But the committee, you know, we got together and we thought, you know, this really is a time where storytelling is more important than ever. And, you know, you hear the term social distancing, which is not a term I'm too crazy about because it seems to imply that you are staying away from people from a social standpoint, which I think is just the opposite of what we need to be doing. So we got together, and the first thing we wanted to do was just have the tellers come in and live stream from the Camp Bethel stage. But then when the order went down to, you know, no more than 10 people, then that sort of shut that down because we would have necessarily had more than 10 people, I think, dealing with that. So the next best thing was to have the tellers record some stories and put them on the YouTube channel at Camp Bethel. So that's what we're doing. And we've got all the tellers have actually recorded original, done original recordings as if they were telling, you know, at the festival. They're not using canned, you know, YouTube sets that have been on, you know, they actually did recordings for us, which is sort of an above and beyond, and a big salute to Andy and the others.
Rest assured, though, that these will now go on our canned YouTube set.
Of course. Yeah.
So they put those up. I've put up a little intro, and it's all going to be posted sometime on Saturday, and people will be able to access it for free. And, you know, we understand that people are in, you know, varying degrees of financial challenge right now. And we, so it's a, you can access the festival for free on the Camp Bethel YouTube channel, but we are asking for donations because, as you might imagine, Camp Bethel itself, in addition to this festival, is having a lot of other cancellations, reservations and so forth. They're just, you know, the camp has got nothing booked. And for the, you know, next couple of months. And so that's a challenge. So we're asking people if they're able to make donations. And then there's also going to be a teller tip jar where you can tip the storytellers. And because they're going to be participating in this, unfortunately, because of the circumstances, at a reduced fee. So, these videos will be up indefinitely. So people can view them at any time. And of course, donate and tip at any time as well. So
and of course, comments on how they like the stories and such, right?
Oh yeah, and we're sure those all are going to be very positive.
That's going to be a little different, isn't it, Andy? You don't usually have people interrupting your stories, going, "That's pretty good there, but you should have done this." You know.
Oh well, every once in a while we get what I call benevolent heckling. So maybe that's a similar thing. But you know, we're all adjusting. I know you're adjusting. We're all adjusting to how we work and how we perform and going online and we are in my house sheltering in place. So you know, I put all my eggs in the basket of being a live performer in this socially distancing time. So you know, we're excited and we're grateful to Alan to even build this the way it's going.
Just I know some of your origin story there, Andy. But just to you to tell, you've been doing this for a while, and you started off as a singer songwriter, and your origins as a storyteller began at Eddie's Attic, a storied venue,
right,
down in Georgia.
That's right. I was doing this singer songwriter set, and then I, you know, my song introductions would be 12 minutes for a 3.5 minute song. And Carmen Deedy is a pretty well known storyteller, saw me and she said, "You're a storyteller." I said, "Thank you." She goes, "No, I'm serious. I mean, you're a storyteller." And she introduced me to this circuit, and it's been a great joy. Some of the nicest people in show business, truly.
Yeah. And so you started doing the storytelling that overtook your life. And tell me how it came about that you got hooked up with the Kandinsky Trio from here in the Roanoke Valley.
That's right. They were working with Connie Reagan Blake. They had done a tone poem thing. And I sat down in front of Alan Weinstein, the cellist. And I said, "I'd love to do a set with you sometime." And he said, "Well, what do you play?" I said, "I whistle." And he said, "Yeah, right." I said, "Well, come to my next set." And he did. And he said, "You'll be hearing from our arranger." And their arranger sent me some tunes. And we did a series of videos. And so that's one of my jobs. I'm a professional whistler.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Whistling is sort of like two clicks off from yodeling, isn't it?
Half a click and a half, yes. In fact, with Grammy winners Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer, we do a tune. It's an old Fats Waller tune called "I Love to Whistle." And then at the end of it, they sing "I Love to Yodel." So I can't deny it at all.